Depending on how well it float went earlier in the hour, we could have made the next segment too. But, yeah, we avoided it.
This is why we can't have nice things. Nice things.
Yes, because it's that other side of
America
that we look at here. And across the world. But we'll start on the Dallas side. You may have seen the story about 34-year-old Jimmy Frost, who was caught running around in the very lovely, by the way, fantastically put together Perot Museum in downtown Dallas overnight last night. Jimmy Frost was found, that's a fun name, wearing a Perot Museum staff jacket when he was arrested eventually.
Oh, dear.
And this happened about 4 a.m. So according to an arrest warrant there, he pressed a button in the museum while he was in overnight the Perot Museum that alerted security officers to his presence there. I don't think he meant to alert them, but he did press a button there like, hey, there shouldn't be anybody around here. They called Dallas police and everybody showed up. They searched the building, but they caught him rather easily. They caught Frost as he ran through the main lobby wearing the museum jacket, staff jacket at the time. They asked him where he got the jacket. He said he had found it. He said, I didn't have a shirt and I needed one. So I took the jacket. They're not 100% sure how he got in, but he is being charged with burglary of a building, even though the Perot Museum said no damage was done to the building or any of its exhibits, and that thankfully Teddy Roosevelt was there to come to life to keep everything calm. Dum, 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 dum,
dum. So you remember how the Johnny Fireworks stand was burglarized and then the owner showed immense grace for how the offender really needs help? Well, this is not that story, but it is close. One in Indianapolis was robbed after the suspects drove into the fireworks store, then proceeded to steal as many items as they could, and promptly took off. The poor owner had to watch everything on the security cameras. But, I mean, if it helps, they also did the same to a taco truck as well as a bar.
Mm. Were any sparklers injured in the incident?
I don't. Okay.
Well, let's go to Canada for our next fireworks story. I don't think this lady was celebrating America's birthday up there in Canada. Turns out, up in Winnipeg, Alberta, Canada, this 34-year-old woman just wanted a pizza. Unnamed at this time, but she goes into this pizza place there in Winnipeg and demanded pizza. And obviously, Canadian, the employees there were a little confused, and then they refused to serve her. So what she did was the only logical thing you do in that scenario, and that is light a firecracker inside the restaurant. It wasn't just a firecracker. It was a string of firecrackers, you know, as the black cats come, and they're all twisted together. Yeah. And luckily, nobody was hurt, but in the commotion, well, she managed to swipe and steal a pizza and run out on the street where she hopped into a taxi and made her getaway. But the cab driver told her to get out. Probably apologized, too, because it's Canada. And the woman jumped in the driver's seat and then drove off with the cab. Yeah, the Mounties or whoever does their policing up there eventually found her. And she had eaten the pizza. And then she was arrested.
I mean, but she got her pizza. That's what she wanted.
I mean, Winnipeg doesn't get stuff like this very often, so they do have the headline, The Firecracker Jacker. Oh. Dum, 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 dum. Not bad there, Canada.
The 4th of July almost here. Fun, food, family, and beer. Yeah, so much beer. Yay. Especially in Hermosa Beach, California, where they have a different type of Ironman competition. It kicks off with a mile run on the sand, then a one-mile paddle, and then contestants have to drink an entire six-pack. If you get sick, you're then disqualified. I don't know if this is really the spirit of athleticism and
shame.
Competition.
Yeah, yeah, sick. Shame.
I don't.
Shame.
I don't think that's. I get
shame.
Oof. God bless the street sweeper cleanup crew on that
out
one.
Loud.
Let's go to South Central Kentucky. Which earlier in the week, of course, they launched the big Dukes of Hazzard car over the fountain. And that was one of the coolest things to happen in 2025 so far. And this is pretty good, too. A group of dudes from Kentucky there, southern part, celebrate each Independence Day by shooting computers from their workplaces, their various work environments. Oh. The men gather broken computers throughout the year before taking them into the woods and using them for target practice.
Where are these people?
Yeah. Can we come? We have some donations to make.
Yeah. Jonathan Beaulieu in big, big trouble after he misplaced his cell phone last year. You see, he thought he left it on an American Airlines flight, so he asked the security guard, can I go back on and get it? Security guard says, no, no way. He took matters into his own hands, somehow wound up back on the plane. This, of course, sending off a major security risk. The flight had to be canceled, much like his bank account. He now has to pay over $59,000 in fees and serve a year of probation.
Well, dum, 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 dum. And then finally, we go back to Dallas and the always interesting Deep Ellum neighborhood, east side of Dallas. We don't know much about this incident. We do know the video. We don't know the names of the two women who were both in the middle of a Deep Ellum intersection. Both throwing fisticuffs at each other.
Oh.
And both in wheelchairs. That's right. In the middle of an intersection, in the middle of the night, caught on video, was a full-on fist fight by two ladies who were throwing hands, both in wheelchairs. Thankfully, some passerbyers were able to talk some sense into them, and they... Well, they rolled away.
That's good.
They didn't walk away.
I see. Yeah, they're both in wheelchairs.
Second worst decision I've made this hour. Dum, 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 dum. That's why we can't have nice things.